Google rolled out a core update and new spam policies in March 2024, and they're going to impact the rest of the year and search engine optimization in general. Here are the three things that you need to know about the new spam policies and the core update. Let's dive into it. So Google's really trying to make it so that they're showing less content that feels like it was designed for clicks. That's probably a good thing, right? And they also came out with a few spam policies that are kind of interesting because now it's letting us know what people were actually doing. So let's take a look at these three things, figure it out. Number one, expired domain abuse. So this is when an expired domain is purchased and then it's used to manipulate search rankings in the future. So imagine if four domains expired and somebody bought them and then they were redirected, or if a domain was expired and somebody bought it and there was a new website that was launched on it. Those domains have a lot of history, right? So people were doing this. This is kind of an older SEO tactic, but I guess it was picking up some steam. Google says it's fine to use an old domain name for a new original site, but they don't want you spamming it and using multiple old domains to redirect or trying to launch something on a site that was credible in the past. Anyways, they're taking action against this tactic now, and you could get a penalty. The next one, number two, is pretty meaningful. This is scaled content abuse. Let's see what they say. They say this is when many pages are generated for the primary purpose of manipulating search rankings, a tale as old as time. I mean, it's pretty clear that this happened because of AI in a more meaningful way than it was in the past, but there's some specific stuff around AI in this. Somebody asked, is this a change in how Google views AI content in terms of spam? And here's what Google said. They said their longstanding spam policy has been that the use of automation, including generative AI, is spam if the primary purpose is to manipulate search engine ranking. So that's pretty clear, but it's really funny because now they've got generative AI stuff that could be coming out more and more in search, but they definitely don't want people writing AI content and using AI content to manipulate search rankings. Now, there was another question asked, what's different against the old policy of automatically generated content and the updated policy against spam abuse? And here's what Google said. Our new policy is meant to help people focus more clearly on the idea that producing content at scale is abusive if done for the purposes of manipulating search rankings. And this applies whether automation or humans are involved. It just seems like they don't want people using AI to create a lot of content. I guess that makes sense. Now let's look at the third thing that happened. This is site reputation abuse. Now here's what they say about this. This is when third-party pages are published with little or no first-party oversight or involvement, where the purpose is to manipulate search rankings by taking advantage of the first-party site's ranking signals. Such third-party pages, including sponsored, advertising, partner, or other third-party pages that are typically independent of the host site, the site's main proposed or produced, that are typically independent of a host site's main purpose or produced without close oversight or involvement of the host, and provide little to no value to users. They're saying that all third-party content isn't a violation, but what they are saying is that if somebody goes to a really big website and publishes a page that's really off-topic about a different purpose and just uses the power of that site so that they can get a page ranking higher around a keyword, they're looking at that as abuse because it's a third-party publishing on that other website. Interesting. And they're actually saying that you should block this content. So if there's a third party publishing information on your website and you don't think that you should be ranking for that because it's not the primary purpose of the site, in Google's eyes, you want to block that as part of this new update. Expired domain abuse, scaled content abuse, site reputation abuse. These three new SEO updates are going to be impacting your website. Leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a like, give me a subscribe. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.